Sunday the 25th of August 2019, 10:45 service. Sermon series, Lessons from Jeremiah. Sermon title, What God Wants. Bible reading, Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 4 to 19, talk by Reverend Chika Nduku. And we start with our Bible reading, Jeremiah 29, verses 4 to 19.
This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there, do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. You may say, the Lord has raised us prophets for us in Babylon. But this is what the Lord says about the king who sits on David's throne and all the people who remain in this city, your fellow citizens who did not go with you into exile. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I will send the sword, famine and plague against them, and I will make them like figs that are so bad they cannot be eaten. I will pursue them with the sword, famine, and plague, and will make them abhorrent to all the kingdoms of the earth, a curse and an object of horror, of scorn and reproach among all the nations where I drive them. For they have not listened to my words, declares the Lord, words that I sent to them again and again by my servants the prophets. And you exiles have not listened either, declares the Lord. And this is the word of the Lord.
Today is a lesson from Jeremiah. And the theme today is what God wants. It's scary to get into Jeremiah. Jeremiah is a book written by Jeremiah. But before I go into that, let us pray. Gracious God, I ask you that you speak through me into our hearts. I have no words of my own. May your words flow through me. May the words I speak and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God wants to show us mercy. He wants to set us free. He gives us life when we obey. There is a statement I love people saying. A statement called, I can't wait. Some people say, I can't wait statement. I can't wait till I get to 13 years. to become a teenager. I can't wait till I turn to 18. I can't wait till I turn to 21. I can't wait till I turn to 30, 40, 50, 70, 100, etc. I can't wait till I finish school. I can't wait till I meet the right man or lady. I can't wait till I get a new car so as to enable me to come to prayer meetings and to come to church often. But I can't wait to give my life to Christ, which is something hard for us to say. I can't wait to know God more. Jeremiah is a young boy. I don't have to go into the history of Jeremiah because I know Neil, Bob, Reverend Christine, and Reverend Martin must have given us the little detail of this young boy who was a priest and God now turned him to be a prophet. The book of Jeremiah has no chronological order. It's just like, bam, bam, trying to tell people what is God saying. He was angry but merciful in his prophecy. Who sent these people out of exile? God himself. But God himself promised us and promised the people he sent to exile within that 70 years, you have children, plant, do whatever you want to do, but obey the law of the land. Who is that kind of God that will send you to an exile but will make you to be comfortable? What are you going through? What is it, your problem? We're all here gathered to worship God because our house is not good enough. No, our houses are good enough for us to stay, to celebrate with one another, to be with one another, to go to carnival. But we're here just because we love God. Jeremiah saw the wickedness of man. He cried unto the Lord. He was specifically talking to the elders of the church. Elders, the people that are ruling in authority, the evil things that they are doing. We have now our pastors and our priests are now, I think, back in Nigeria. All the newspapers and the broadcasting corporation are using the pastors as the headlines now. People that has authority, how they are using the authority. But Jeremiah himself, being a priest that was turned into a prophet, he did not allow his position to overshadow others. He might be the Jeremiah of today. Jeremiah has been in a tight corner. Some people call him a weeping prophet because he was seeing what was going on and he was weeping. Let us go to verse 19 of where we read. 1 to 19 reminds us when our present situation seems hopeless. God wants us to succeed in it. When things have gone wrong, whether you are cursed, you are the cause of it, or your forefathers, or your friends, God wants you to put your trust in him. Be faithful to him. Then when you go to verse 10, God sees his promise, and he said his promise to his people he took to exile. Or within these 70 years, he has told them to enjoy all those benefits. Do you have pain in your life? Have you lost somebody in your life? Are you sick? Will it be something that will separate you from the love of God? He says, even death sorrow, weeping. He says, what can separate me from the love of God? And he said, nothing can separate me from the love of God. Within these 70 years being in exile, God really blessed them to enjoy life. Today is to let you know what you are going through. Do not let it to stop you from embracing the blessings of God. Is it the loss of a beloved friend, sister, mother, father? Is it what is stopping you from enjoying the love of Christ? In that, God has given his instruction. Within the time of pain, worship him, love him, trust in him, and he will be your God. Now, to the area where we know should be the main topic of the day, we should have that. If you don't learn anything today, have that in mind. If you can get that 29 verse 11, if you can have it on the screen, where we read on the screen, Mark, verse 11. If you do not have anything to go home today with, have this at the back of your mind. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and future. This is an assurance from God. This is assurance to the people he sent to an exile. When you are in exile, this is not your home. It's not a comfortable place to be, but God wants you to make it to be comfortable because he has plans for you. Always have this at the back of your mind. In all situations, God has planned for you. He has planned to prosper you. He says he declares that he has a plan to prosper you. He has a plan not to harm you. Our prayer today, as we have the carnival, we know the meaning of carnival. I'm not saying that carnival is wrong. It's what God wants us to do to enjoy ourselves. But what comes out of the carnival is the problem. Some people may lose their lives today. Is there anything that is going to happen in the church? We have the youths flocking and going to know God. These are the things Jeremiah saw and said, no, I'm not going to say that. But God said, no, you must have to go and tell them what they are doing. They are departing from their love of Christ. God himself gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. We say this thing often, but sometimes we don't know the meaning of that. That is the greatest love. Let me tell you this story. There is a little boy, around 8 years. He was playing with his friends. He was pressed. He ran down to the toilet upstairs in the house. They were playing in the garden. He went upstairs in the house. You know, boys must be boys. And he was, the way of his playing, he locked himself in. He started shouting, Mommy, Mommy, get me out. Daddy, Daddy, get me out. Mommy came. Mommy is not a carpenter. Mommy is not a DIY person. Mommy came, couldn't even get him out. Then Dad was in the sitting room watching Arsenal and Chelsea. Dad ran out. Lo and behold, his son was in the toilet shouting. He ran down to the garage, took a ladder from the backyard, from downstairs, went through the upstairs where the toilet is, jumped through the window. He didn't even talk to the boy. He went straight to the door and unlocked the door The boy said, thank you, Dad. Let me go and continue my play. He ran out. In every situation, if you are locked in your circumstance, have you got the voice to shout to the Lord? Have you got the voice to shout help from God? Instead of us to shout to God, we start looking for people that will pray for you. That gift has been given to you. You can pray for yourself. You can pray yourself out. I know how to make the church grow. If I want to make this church grow, I'll have my drama queen somewhere. I'll come to church and I'll just do some things that look like miracle. Before you know that, the whole church will hate will start flocking here. That's not what God wants. God has given his power to you to pray yourself out. In every situation, have you shouted, God, help me? Because he will come. You might not see him, but he will come and unlock your situation. And he will set you free. But why can't we shout? Because we have a lot of baggages that is holding us down, that can't let us shout, that cannot let us call unto the Lord. Our hearts are filthy. We have done awful things. We have done what is not right in the sight of God. That is what Jeremiah is shouting about. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. If you can go to 18 and 19, it's very dreadful what God said that will happen to those people that will not, that don't love him. If you can go to 18 and 19. I will pursue them with the sword. The sword is not ordinary sword. This is a shining armor. Only bringing it out, you are dead already. Famine and plague, and will make them abhorrent all the kingdom of the earth, and cause an object of horror, of scorn and reproach among all the nations where I drive them. If you do not obey God, he is going to push you to this area where you will not have the mouth to shout help. Try as much as you can to do the work of God, to do what he expects you to do. Be happy with others. When other people are sorrowful, be in their position. This is a place where God has given us the opportunity to come and worship and glorify his holy name. Always you see those kind of people each day by day. The same people that will come out and make an announcement, the same people that will do the same thing, the same people that will clean the church, the same people that will open the church, the same people. Why do we come to church? Why do we sit down? Why do we listen to all this preaching? That's a good sermon. A good sermon is a sermon that you listen and you do it. Today, sometimes you do not know what it's meant to be a Christian. Today, sometimes you are a Christian, but you want to reconnect yourself to God. What is stopping you? Irrespective of how dark your heart is, the kind of baggage you have in your life, our God is a merciful God. He says, I am at the door of your heart knocking. If you open, I will come in. Not actually I will come in, but and I will come in and I will eat with you. Today, might be God is trying to tell you to reconnect yourself back to him, to give your life. Do not say you didn't hear that. God knows why you are here, to hear this word of Jeremiah. God has a plan to prosper you. Is it because of your baggage that is weighing you down not to say, God, help me? I have seen and come short of thy glory. Take away my sin. Renew that spirit in me. What are you waiting for? Maybe we were thinking that God said that he will send his only begotten son back again. It might be in 2050 or 2100. No. He might be here. It might be as soon as we go out from the door, he will come. Or it might be before we close the church, we see a rapture. Where will you go? That was the time when I started dreaming, not going, being happy of my life going. I know that I'm not doing the right thing. But now, when I start thinking about death, I felt relieved. If you think about death and you're very scared of it, check yourself. God is calling you today to reconnect yourself back, to give your life to Christ. Try to get all those baggages, for God has a plan for you to prosper you and not to harm you. Amen.